So that was Headlights by James Vincent McMorrow on Radio Nova. And we're very lucky because we have Mr. James Vincent McMorrow on the line. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm not doing bad, not doing bad. So we're chatting about lockdown. We're chatting about, you know, the music industry. We're chatting about artists and how they're getting on. How are you getting on?
I'm actually getting on pretty good. I think in the first few months, I was very like, I need to go over the top. And I was like, I need to do everything that I can right now. So like, I was like, what do you got for me? A live stream. Yeah, I'll do 47 a week. And then I was like, let's release music, even though I can't promo anything. So we did that. And then I was like, everybody send me their ideas, like other artists. I'll work on your music for free. I just wanted to do anything. And then I kind of locked into this another 3 months of just like, I don't want to do anything at all. So like, that was...
That's a pendulum swing.
Yeah, I think it was. And now I've kind of locked into a nice rhythm where I'm obviously back in the world, being able to do stuff in studios and things again. So it feels a little bit more functional. And I've sort of found a route through it, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. For a lot of people, I couldn't write the first while. I was just too anxious. But you sound like you kind of turned that into a kind of an energy.
Yeah. A bit. I mean, it was a manic energy. I don't know how... That said, there were a couple of good songs that came out of this, but it was certainly like there was a mania to it. I was every day I would wake up, like my wife was like, "You're like a human possessed." I just was like on like synthesizers, making like loops and samples to send to friends of mine to turn into like rap records, and then I was like making songs for like, you know, there's like I get a lot of requests to write music, and I don't normally have time, so I was like, I have time, so let me do this. But then I was just like, I was just churning out music at a ridiculous pace. But I don't know how good a lot of it was. I haven't listened to much of it. You know, some of them were good and some of them have ended up on people's albums. But I think, yeah, it was just mania driven, like the desire to control a situation that's uncontrollable.
Oh, listen. So you said that you've got your attention is on helping the situation. So when you're talking about that, are you talking about like the Irish music industry and putting gigs on, or... You know, being a kind of conduit for how people are feeling, or how does that manifest?
I mean, for me, initially, I was very much trying to like lead a conversation as best I could about, you know, a return to shows. It sort of falls on, I guess, people that have a certain level of stature. That's what my opinion is, anyway. To sort of lead a conversation, but it's quite a fragmented situation in Ireland. It's hard to like get a unified voice in anything as the Irish music industry. So. That was quite frustrating because, you know, you're trying to present logical options via like my management to the government, and they seem open to things, but it all ultimately felt like lip service. I don't think that they ever had any intention of really following through on anything this summer. You know, like I was in Merrion Square earlier, and they have all these like beautiful, like these love hearts painted on the grass, and they're all like, you know, like 15, 16 feet apart. And I was just looking at them, I was like, how easy would it have been to just like, say to people, two people sit in each of these love hearts, there's like 100 of them, so that's like, you know, 100 people, and then just put up a stage and put on a free show to give the people of Dublin City something to kind of like look forward to and to you know, see some hope in. It didn't seem like a very lofty ambition in the beginning to try and do that, but it just didn't work. I don't think there was anyone that really had a heart for it, because it's easy to just like cut an industry like the music business off in those situations.
Yeah, so I mean, you're right. I think it's a huge wasted opportunity. There's guidelines for bars. There's guidelines for, you know, meat auctions, but there isn't guidelines for, you know, gigs, which seems to be
a huge
overlook.
It's a genuine tragedy that the summer has gone by, and I don't want to like sound overly dramatic, because listen, there's other more important things happening, but at the same time, it's not as if you need. You don't need buy-in from every member of something in order for it to work on a governmental level. You just need some tenacious, smart people to just look at the situation and go, we can do something here to affect a positive outcome. It's certainly not going to contribute to the situation, because as you said, if they're not going into meat factories and saying to people, you know, you need to socially distance in order to do this, and they're not going to the owners of those meat factories and saying you need to pay people sick leave so that they're not coming into work sick, then you're saying to the people of Ireland that there are two or three different economies at play here. That kind of broke my heart, and you know, there's to not be able to do anything about it was tough. But I turn my attention to just the like studio work. You know, I, like I said, I get asked to do a lot of stuff. I'm a huge believer in the Irish like talent pool, you know, the brilliance of Irish musicians. But so I've tried to sort of put myself in a position of being able to elevate some people and bring some people into the studio and do days and do work. So that's been incredibly fruitful. Like, honestly, like the funnest thing I've done all year. I mean, that's a low bar to cross, but like, it has been the funnest experience of my life, just getting in the studio with Irish musicians that I admire. The potential here is just sky high.
All right. So, I mean, it's been a little while since your last album. So it's been a minute. So I'm assuming that there's a new album on the way. Is it going to be in the style of the Kenny Beats collaboration, I Should Go, or like Headlights? Is that the kind of way that we should be expecting the new album to sound?
I mean, it's finished. What it is like, there's nothing about my career that's cohesive or coherent on a musical level and from an intentional perspective. I don't have any interest in symmetry. I like to take each song on its own merits and sort of approach it from that respect. So yeah, there are other songs that sound like those songs because I wrote all of the songs, but like sonically, I'll just go wherever I wanted to go. Like with Headlights, I knew it had to have something very like specific and quite homespun. But it was quite complicated and no repeating section. I had a vision for it. So like, you know, the next songs up are quieter, are closer to my first album, because again, I think that that's a side of me that I haven't necessarily like cycled back on in any meaningful way. And I kind of miss it to a degree. So I realized that during the lockdown period, just that there's certain parts of me that I've been so obsessed with like forward motion that I forget that there's parts of what I've done that I really love, and sort of like going back to them always felt like it would just be regressive or too nostalgic, but it's not. It's fresh because of the learned and new perspective that I seem to have. So yeah, it, to answer your question quite long-windedly, it is a very much all over the map. Because that's how I see music as being, and that's how I see life as being. So I like to mirror it.
Now that's pretty exciting. So there are some gigs as well on the horizon. What is it going to be like the first time you walk out to a room full of people? Assuming that we're looking at a sort of a post-COVID gig.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hopeful that by the time we get to April of next year, that we'll be in a position to put on the show and do what we want to do. I can't see a world in which that doesn't happen because, like, you know, it's the world is driven by the economy, right? And I think that there's a window of time for some pharmaceutical company to make an astonishing amount of money. So, like, the idea of there not being some sort of vaccines and things for this to put us in a position to do these shows, I think it'll be fine from that perspective. But I don't know what the show, you know, I don't know what the world is going to look like after this. Will the shows feel different? Will I feel different? Will I be like, you know, like a child? I hope I am. I feel a sense of like I thought my life was pretty well figured out. You know, I kind of have a pretty good sense of what I'm doing at any given moment. And the as unsure as the musical landscape can be, I am pretty locked into what I'm doing and where I'm going. And then this has completely upended everything. So you learn. You should learn. Like I've sat down and tried to reflect and think about what I would do if and when I get on stage again. And I certainly want to approach it. I want to try and maintain some sense of excitement. You know, like I don't, when you do thousands of shows, you sort of develop an armor for it where like the day is repetitive and you love being on stage and you're in the moment. But there's also like all these little things that creep into your life. And I'm looking to remove that and get back to a place of like sort of sheer bliss again, of just like getting on stage and God, can you believe that we're able to do this? I hope that by the time I get to those shows that I will have that sense still like apparent in me, because I feel it right now. I'm like, you know, I would play a show in front of 20 people in a, you know, in a cow shed like tomorrow if you gave me the option, because I'm so desperate to play music in front of people. So I hope that maintains.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting time. James Vincent McMurro, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
No problem.
And best of luck with the new music.
Cheers.
Great new music on the way from James Vincent McMorrow, but if you'll indulge me, this is one of my favourites, Rising Water on Radio Nova.